Most cities in this country are part of counties, but there are more than 40 independent cities in the U.S. that are not incorporated into a county. Almost all of them are in Virginia, but two outside of Virginia are Baltimore, Maryland, and St. Louis, Missouri. Baltimore and St. Louis. So does the fact that these cities are not part of counties have anything to do with the trouble they've experienced in the last year? Joining us now is Joseph Heathcott, professor of urban studies at the New School in New York. Professor, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
And let's talk about St. Louis first. And we should say the county has a population of about 1 million people, 70% white, median income about $50,000. The city of St. Louis, which is not part of the county, has a population of about 319,000 people. It's 44% white, but the median income is $29,000. So very different situation. Why is this the case in St. Louis that the city is not part of the county?
Right. So this goes back to the 19th century when the city of St. Louis actually seceded from the county of which it was a part. So this was in 1876. And this seemed like a good idea at the time, largely to escape the debts of the county. The city wanted to be independent. So they decided to set up their own city government and their own sort of internal county government. So they are completely separate.
To escape the debts of the county, what do you mean?
The county had accrued a lot of debts, both from the Civil War, but also from infrastructure development. And the Missouri Constitution made it possible for cities to actually secede from their counties. So St. Louis actually took advantage of that and did so in 1876.
And what were the benefits that it got besides getting rid of the debt? Were there any other good things?
So the benefits of the time was, of course, control over the revenues of property taxation. So at the time, it really actually was a boon for the city of St. Louis. In the long term, of course, it has been very problematic for the city.
And what about Baltimore? Was it the same situation for Baltimore deciding to leave the county?
It was largely the same, yes. The city of Baltimore wanted to have more control over its taxation, over the revenues that it collected, also to have more control over the port facilities, which were very important in Baltimore. So it was really a very similar situation there.
And why so many cities in Virginia deciding to be independent?
I think there the state had the easiest home rule law, so it was really simple for cities to incorporate and to separate from their counties if they wanted to do so. The bar is a little higher in different states, so it really depends on which state you're in, because cities are, of course, ultimately creatures of state governments.
So these days, what do these cities not have as a result of not being part of the county?
A big thing they don't have is the ability to chase population drain through annexation, right? So the cities that didn't secede were able to sort of annex population as it left the central core city and get the tax revenues from the population that was leaving. St. Louis and Baltimore, Richmond, other cities have been kind of trapped behind a wall. So they haven't been able to grow through annexation and then chase the tax dollars that have been leaving the cities.
You're talking about white flight, basically.
A lot of it is white flight, although, of course, in the 1970s and 1980s with fair housing laws, a lot of the housing in suburbia also opened up to African Americans. And so there was a drain of middle class African Americans as well from cities.
So as that money has gone away, the tax dollars have gone away, the cities cannot provide the same services to the people who live there that they would be able to if they had the tax dollars coming in from those who have left.
Exactly.
So looking at the situation today and looking at the fact that we've seen these riots in Baltimore and looking at what's been going on in St. Louis, and granted some of that has happened in Ferguson, which is part of St. Louis County, not St. Louis City, but do you see any history in the way that these cities are designed and the incorporation of these cities that has anything to do with what we're seeing today?
I do. One of the other things that has happened parallel to this situation of home rule cities and their separation of counties is the large-scale fragmentation of the larger metropolitan region. So St. Louis is a kind of case study in this, and there have been political scientists and sociologists who studied St. Louis as a kind of famous case of metropolitan fragmentation, where the county, it's so easy for cities to incorporate that little towns and villages and small cities set up all over the county and multiply the jurisdictions so that there's no kind of, you know, coordinating control over resources. Resources are duplicated. located. It makes it easier to, you know, kind of segregate racially and by class throughout the county. So that's the parallel story to this other story that we've been talking about.
That you'd be better off with a city like, say, Houston, that is so big that it encompasses all these different neighborhoods, as opposed to being one city here and then one city next door and another city right over here.
Exactly. So, for example, if you look at cities that are similar to St. Louis that actually consolidated their cities and counties, like Indianapolis or Louisville, these are actually cities that are relatively thriving and to which people are actually moving, unlike St. Louis and the St. Louis region, which has remained relatively stagnant in terms of its population for the past 20 years.
That's Joseph Heathcott, who is a professor of urban studies at the New School in New York. Professor Heathcott, thank you.
My pleasure.